So you wondered why I chose the wolf, and you wondered why I chose that the rainstorms and the
Rivers.
rivers are brothers. Today is about new beginnings. It's 2011, and I'm always so excited about the oneness that brings everything together. So I chose this song in particular because it presents the unity of all life. And it's not only us as human beings that can relate to each other. We all know that. I'm preaching to the preachers here. But it's everything. It's everything that is God. It's the rainstorms. You would think, okay, those heavy clouds, the lightning, the thunders, and all that stuff. What does that have to do with me? Well, it has everything to do with me. We are one. It's that electrical charge, it's that electricity, the energy that runs through me, that runs through my every atom of me is the same electricity that connects out there. And so that's why I really wanted to bring that song just to pull everything together right now. So, as Connie mentioned, we're doing 365 Science of Mind. It's a wonderful book to keep in your library, and it's even better to use on a regular basis, if not every day, but a lot of the days, because it's so easy. It's already mapped out in the months and the days of the month. So, I will encourage you very much to pick up a copy. Or to, if you do have one, to go ahead and start using it. So, I went ahead and I'm going to go ahead and read from the New Year's Day, which is day one. And these are a compilation of writings of from the magazine, which was in, let me just read this quickly. In 1927, a little magazine called Religious Science, later named Science of Mind, began. What has now been more than 7 decades, of course it's now 8 decades, of continuous publication. The early issues, collector's items today, contain language that, to our contemporary ears, occasionally sounds flowery or old-fashioned. Yet ideas as current as tomorrow's headlines radiated from those now brittle pages, and still do. So these have been collections for, it's a masterful collection. I do want to read, it's a prayer, and it's a beautiful prayer that literally encapsulates the unity of us all. I also made a prayer, which I'm going to cut this in half and distribute to each person here. And that prayer would be from day two, which says, I am conscious of the currents of my life. Today I'm going to read from the passage, page 6. It's a New Year's Day, which entitles, I enter into a newness of life. I'm going to start with the second paragraph. Connie so beautifully read the very, very first line, which is, and I'm going to read that again. We have been given the ability to initiate a new chain of causation. And this is paragraph 2. Everything is continually being recreated. Spirit is forever making all things new. Today is the time to prove to ourselves that it knows how to bring the right things to pass for us. Let us confidently affirm the divine presence and actually believe that it is guiding us as we consciously bring a problem we are facing into our thought, not as a problem, but as though we are receiving the answer, saying, and this is the prayer, I believe that divine intelligence, which is the mind of God, is guiding, guarding, and directing my thoughts and actions. I believe that God already knows the answer to this particular problem. Therefore, I am letting go of the problem and I'm listening to the answer as though it was sure. The answer to this problem exists in the mind of God and is revealed to my mind now. Something in me does know what to do. I joyfully accept its guidance. I am open to new ideas, new hopes, and new aspirations. This which so recently seemed a problem no longer exists, for the mind of God, which knows the answer, is quietly flowing through my thought and feeling. Great peace and joy come over me as I accept this answer from the giver of all life. Amen. So that basically is the prayer of prayers for me. There on page 2, there is another prayer of prayers which our beloved Reverend Hillary absolutely loves. And this is truly is a prayer of healing, and mainly healing of the body. It's a wellness prayer. And that's what I have made copies of, and I will distribute to you all at the end of my talk. So because the prayer is such a potent thing in our lives, it's almost like truly having the faith, truly having the understanding and the wisdom to know that because God is all there is, because it's all one, then the answers are always there. The answers could be nowhere else but within the one. It's not an inside or an outside. It's always one, whether we categorize it as external or internal. So my talk today is mostly based on how to pray. We go back to that basic understanding that it is a unified world, a unified universe. And that what we're praying for, we are actually also praying from. It's all one. It's God in action. And so I have declared my talk, what colors are you painting? You know, what colors are on your palette, and how do you choose to utilize these colors that you've chosen? So in true science of mind form, Ernest Holmes has come up and over the period of time has sort of clarified what we call a science of mind treatment. It's a prayer, but I like the word treatment because prayer has a sort of supplicating effect to it, and it's not about supplicating, it's not about begging, it's not about asking and hopefully we receive and cowering while we wait for answers. It is about knowing the truth of who we are, knowing that within our own experiences the answers are already provided, and it's just our faith, it's just the trust that we have in the truth that we understand to be truth in our lives, to see that unfolded for us. And so as of today, it's clarified to 5 stages of treatment, or 5 stages of prayer, if you would put prayer in that category of asking to have acceptance, to have something, to receive what you've asked for. There are so many ways we can ask, and one of the ways we can ask is by truly having faith and just staying in that space of receiving. And so we start off with stage 1. 5 stages. The stages are: God is, or God is all there is. I am. We declare our words, we give thanks, and we release. And so we start off with stage one, which is God is. In the stage one category, we know that God is omnipotent. I'm sorry about my glasses. God is all powerful. It's one power in the universe. Anything more than one power would be absolute chaos, because power, anything divided against itself. So we can't say we have evil and we have good, we have bad and we have right, we have good, you know, we can't say that. We have to say it's just one absolute power, which we know to be God, divine power. And this, we know that this also is an intelligent power, an all-knowing power, a power that is absolutely whole and complete within its own self. There is nothing that needs to be added, nothing that needs to be subtracted in order for this power to stand, to be on its own. It is absolutely complete. As the as I've heard in the past, that there is not a spot where God is not. I mean, God is everywhere present, and if God is everywhere present, and we know God to be joy and peace and harmony, and we know God to be freedom and eternal goodness, we know God to be love. So me choose to know that the essence of this love, that I am it. I am what God is. And so God is the essence of love. God is perfection. God is all given. There is nothing hidden, held back, retracted. It's all a given universe. It's all multiplying. It's just expansive. It's just absolutely abundant. And we know this to be true. We know this to be what the unity of life is. It's just a proliferation of energy, a proliferation of what is. If it's stagnant, then nothing remains stagnant, as a matter of fact. Everything has to be on the move. It's always unfolding. And so we know this to be God. We know all these to be God. We know God is everywhere present. As we mentioned in our prayer, God is right here, right now, represented as each one of us, including you, my dear David.
Oh, I thought I was the exception. I don't know.
And so it's a good feeling to know that. And so that is step one. If we know that God is all these things, that is the foundation of where our prayer begins. Do we pray with the knowing that I am going to be peace, or I am going to be love, or I need whatever? No, we pray from the knowing that it's already there. God is everywhere present. If God is everywhere present, then love is everywhere present. If God is everywhere present, then the harmony that I seek in my home is everywhere present. If God is everywhere present, then the peace that I need is already supplied. The answers are already there. So that's step one. And please feel free to ask any questions as I go along. I'll be more than happy to help out with an answer, and I'm sure we can get answers from everyone else here. We are all teachers. Step two. So knowing that God is, then it must work out that I am. Because if God is in everything and there's not a space where God is not, then I must be what God is. I must envelop the qualities of what God is. I it's not God and me. It's not God and inside this huge circle, and I'm on the outside just waiting to be loved, to feel the qualities of peace and joy. No, it's God as me. So if God is everywhere present, then I am also. And so to embody this concept that all things, including myself, is already perfect because God is perfect. Anything else would be a lie, obviously, because it would be declaring that I am coming from a space of a different power, of duality. And we know that it's not so. It's all one. It's just the unity of the entire, the unity of it all. I must be included in it. And so, as I had mentioned previously, a house divided against itself cannot stand. Neither can a body be made whole and perfect. So if we understand a body to be whole and perfect as is, then we must understand and encourage ourselves to know that our bodies right here, right now, are also whole and perfect. It has to be. There are no other powers that is going to be antagonistic against what we are or who we are. And so I choose to believe in every way, because God is perfect, then I too am perfect. And many teachers in the past also have chosen to believe in this perfection. So that's step two. If we believe God is everywhere present, if we believe God is all-powerful, all-knowing, all-intelligent, if we believe God to be the divine perfection in this world, then I too am it. And then we go into stage three. So once we embody that, once we've taken that, it's almost like a confidence builder, that if God is, then I am, then going into stage three, which is a declaration or affirmation or just saying, speaking our words. If we go into stage three saying, because God is, I am, I know that this project works out perfectly. Because I'm going into it with a faith, with a knowing that there is no reason for failure. I'm going into stage three, speaking my word, knowing that whatever I ask for, because it's already there, because the answers are already given, I go into stage three, speaking my word, saying, it is done. And so stage three really is one of the most powerful stages also, because it piggybacks from a knowing, a confidence, and it piggybacks from a wonderful conviction that we have in ourselves. So I speak my word with the belief in this power and from this power. That's awesome. Awesome. So at this point, you're speaking your word, not cowering. Again, there is no supplication speaking your word, because it's a confidence knowing that we are, God is. It's just knowing that we are it. And so once we've gotten to that point, we know that that we don't have to feel less than, to feel limited, because everything is already provided. And that's stage three. Now there are other issues that we can put into stage three, but these are the main ideas of it. In stage four, and it sounds long and out of wind, but of course you can just so quickly and so easily pull these together. I'm just kind of elaborating a little bit as to what it is. And so stage four is about thankfulness and gratitude. And as it was mentioned, a grateful spirit lives in a powerful space of expecting only good. Gratitude seals the confidence and power we have in our own selves. There's a verse in the Science of Mind textbook, page 497, that says, "In everything give thanks," and of course this is also in the Bible. And Ernest Holmes went on to explain, "An attitude of gratitude is most salutary and bespeaks the realization that we are now, N-O-W, in heaven. How we love to do for those who cooperate with and are grateful for our small endeavors. Gratitude is one of the chief graces of human existence and is crowned in heaven with a consciousness of unity." So being grateful literally says, I have the conviction, I have the confidence knowing that God is. I have the peace and the knowingness knowing that I am what God is. I put my word out there with that same conviction and confidence, and now I'm so grateful because I know it will come to pass, it will come to fruition, and I'm standing in that state of grace, that state of acceptance. And then finally we will go ahead and release our word. Whatever we speak into God goes into God. It does whatever it needs to do. As Daniel Neymar said, I don't need to know how God works, I just know that it works. And so as we release our word, we release our words into the law, the spiritual law that is God. Now, we know we have natural laws, and there are natural laws, obviously, we are guided by. We are very careful to know and remember some natural laws. For example, electricity. We know that electricity powers stuff, but there are ways that we get that electricity, obviously, and I'm not an engineer or anything like that, but we know for sure, I know for sure, when I plug in anything into an electrical outlet, that there is a dynamic that causes, you know, things to work. I know when I switch the light bulb on, the light comes on, and those are natural laws. I know if I stand 10 feet above this building and I try to jump, that I would absolutely come tumbling down really, really fast, especially not being a stunt person or anything like that. So there are natural laws that work hand in hand with the physical life. And so too are the spiritual laws that work hand in hand. As we give our ideas, as we put our thoughts out there, it goes right into the law that makes these manifestations happen. And so sometimes if I could go back just a little bit, sometimes with the natural laws we talk about results or consequences, and with consequences are just natural outcomes. It's a result from natural application of natural laws. They are that which occurs quite predictably as a consequence or a result of what has occurred. And so too, prayers are predictable. Prayers, we put it out there, we stand in that state of acceptance, and we know that as it goes into God, so too it comes from God. And if we can stay in that space of knowing and understanding and acceptance, then we are in a wonderful space of appreciating the laws and the spiritual laws. I mentioned that, as Daniel Neymar said, we don't really need to know how God works. People do investigations and they do come up with beautiful answers, but if we want to know how God works, then we want to know everything. We want to know how the grass grows. We want to know how the snowflakes look. We want to know what happens in electricity. We want to know so many things. And it's just an overflow of information. Sometimes I call it superfluous information that we really don't know. And so just staying in the space of knowing that if I do 1, 2, 3, 4, whatever it is, and I put it out there, if I put my intentions out there, if I say, this is a thought that came to me, it feels good, I want to put it out there so that I can see what comes back to me. Or if I have something more concrete, and I say, okay, I want to see more financial blessings in my life, and I put it out there, I just relax and know that money doesn't come from outside of God. Money is already within, in the abundance of this universe. And so I stay in that space of knowing, of wanting, of accepting. Not even wanting, because wanting says that it's out there and I need it, it's not coming to me. I am dropping the word wanting from my vocabulary. I am accepting the word, I'm taking up the word acceptance. I'm in a state of constant receiving. And so releasing is an excellent thing, because we do have areas in our lives where we have our intentions, we play around with it, we know what can happen, and then just never let that intention go for God to start working on it. And so if we can come to that space of releasing our concerns, our hopes, releasing our intentions, our creations, or even the things that hurt us, release the pains in our lives into God's spiritual law that knows it all, that has all the answers, that the answers are there even as we speak. If we have that faith to hold on and to know that this too will be manifested, the answers for me would come in the appropriate time. The answers will come when I myself have been opened, has remained like a sponge to see and to accept these answers, to become aware that the answers that are coming into me are the answers that I that I know will work for me. And sometimes that is one of our issues too. Sometimes the answers are right there and we just don't appreciate it as an answer. We not as aware, not as discerning that, hey, let me explore this option. It fell right into my lap. Just because it doesn't look, feel, smell, taste as the way it should be, doesn't mean that that's not the answer. I believe that our experiences as life move forward, as life continue to unfold, that everything that happens in my experience is an answer to something in my life, whether it is a consequence, whether it is a result of actions. It is presented to me, and how I deal with it determines my way forward, determines my positiveness, determines my negativity, determines whatever it is. But it is something to be aware of, something to look into, and something to know that every aspect of our lives, even the things that doesn't feel good, are answers to various aspects. And in closing, I just wanted to share that belief in the law of God, believe that the law of God is the servant of our thoughts and of our words. Make your requests not with supplications, not with desperate askings, but just making requests, putting our intentions out there, asking in a way that it's already fulfilled. And there is a verse in, again, in the Science of Mind book that says, Nothing retards my good from coming to me. I expect and accept all that I need to make life happy and worthwhile. For I am a child of the Spirit, and every attribute of it, every attribute of good, is my inheritance. I personally believe that there is one perfect life flowing in me right now. It's in me, it's through me, and it's around me. And it is for my good, for my benefit. And so it is.
It is.